Welcome to Finding Brian, a show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week, we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Hey there, everybody. Hello and welcome. This is Finding Brian. Can't even remember what episode number, 30-something another. So, but anyhow, it is now about 8:45 on April 25th. Walking home, just got finished bringing the truck over to where I park it at. Which is a pleasant deal. I'm glad to know that I've actually got to work a little bit this past week, and got a day off. Got another job that's kicking in, and they're saying it's supposed to be a pretty big one, and it's going to last about a week and a half. So yay, good working again, because I was off for 12 days and then turned around and got my paycheck, and it doesn't cover anything. Well, it covers very little. And, it really hurt. And it's not a physical hurt as in, oh, something smells good. It wasn't like a physical hurt or an emotional hurt. I mean, like somebody come along and called me a bad name or anything. But it caused a bit of pain out of the fact that I have put in 6 years on with this job, which, in all honesty, is the longest I've ever worked at a job. Quite a bit of a job hopper. Even before job hopping was actually kind of a good thing, I would just try to work at a job until I got tired of it and lose motivation, and sometimes I'd get fired, sometimes I'd quit. The Navy was four, and so this is the longest job I've ever held down, and got a lot of emotional bond to it. And I saw that very little, and when I say little, we're short $1,000 as to what we need to just barely get everything covered. And you're going, really? I've got that many bills? It's like, well, not entirely. I mean, we have a car that we're having to pay off, we got a loan on, but other than the house, no, those are the only two loans we have. The only other issue that we really run into is it gets expensive. It's just, I don't know how to explain it other than it with everything that adds up together, and especially here recently with this being actually my fourth paycheck that is insanely low. We were back into, before me, working at in the oil field paying scheme, where we'd pay everybody half, just enough to keep everything on, hoping that we could, you know, something would break enough to where we could play catch up. And it's not catching up. I mean, we're staying slow, and we've got this one, but I haven't heard anything about what's happening after this. Do we have another job? If we do, great, excellent, great, awesome. But if we don't, am I sitting for another week? Am I sitting for another 2 weeks? Or are we sitting for longer? I can't do a no job pay. I mean, everything's past due. We're fixing to, I had to bum 300 or do a pay advance loan off of, at work just to make sure I kept the phone on for an extra month. And guess what? That's coming due again already. It's like, it's not working here. I can't. I'm robbing Peter to pay Paul, and I'm running out of Peters to speak, so to speak, you know. What, anyhow. So, it didn't sound right. But, I saw that, and a realization came to me. And it's a realization that, I mean, it's a painful realization. But it's a realization that I'm not going to be able to work for Sandstone much more. And it's, I don't know how much longer I can stay. Because I had to ask my mom for $1,000. You know what that's like to have a 42-year-old guy ask, go, hey mom, I need to have some money. I'm expecting Jaden to do that. Jaden hasn't done that yet. Now, granted, he hadn't asked me. I think he asked his girlfriend asks her parents more than anything. But no, Jaden hadn't asked for money at all. So, I mean, hell. Talk about making you feel low. Mom was very gracious, and as I knew she would be, and she would do anything in the world she possibly could to make sure that her grandkids are taken care of, and her son and her daughter-in-law. And because of it, I didn't think she would go, no, you can't have any money. I'm even if she was still completely absolutely broke, I know she would find some way of pulling some money out somewhere to help me out. And I mean, I'm incredibly gracious and grateful for that. But the fact that I was going to have to ask her, and that I did ask her, is what got me. And the fact that I can't survive on Sandstone with the oil field being like it is. There's a part of me, I don't know, there's a part of me that wants to think and firmly believe that this is God pushing me. Going, dude, you've got goals that I'm supporting you on. It's time for you to jump. And talk about being scared. And I mean, yesterday, talking to Jana, I got emotional enough to where I started boohooing. And asked, find out what, deep, doing a little digging while in that state. And it's a fear of change. I finally got a place where I was setting decent, was for a good while, making the bills, paying them, and still having, you know, a couple $100 left over. It was kind of nice. Now, we put some away. But, I mean, with everything slowing down and had other Sandstone-related issues that came about where that got depleted. And so, because we had, there for a while, we were going hard, going great, going, I mean, just 100 miles an hour, making, well, actually, no, we weren't going 100 miles an hour. We were going, doing the speed limit, but making great, great money at it. And eventually what happened is that changed. All of a sudden, the company that we were hauling sand for, they're like, yeah, we can't be doing this anymore. You're going, we're going to, actually, well, what actually was is the, we were hauling, we were doing the work for a frack company that was doing work for a, and the energy company, changed vice presidents. And the vice president was a Schlumberger man. And he decided, you know what, we're not going to use this frack company anymore that we were hauling, for. And he was like, all right, we're going to go for, we're going to start doing, was going with Schlumberger. Well, Schlumberger doesn't pay anything. They only, if they break down and you're sitting there for 24 hours loaded, you only get paid for 14 because their reasoning is, well, you have to be off for 10 anyhow. Well, we're off waiting for 10 of that hours. So we, a long time ago, had decided that Schlumberger was, we're not going to be a frack hauling for Schlumberger. Now, we've done other side jobs for them there for a little while, but we haven't done anything with Schlumberger in about 4 years now. Yeah, maybe three. Anyhow. But up to that point, before the changeover on the BP, we were making, I mean, incredible money. And once that, and we had got a little bit of a nest egg built up, but once they changed, we had made the mistake of having all our eggs in one basket. And so all of a sudden, our golden egg disappeared, our goose that laid our golden egg had disappeared or ran off, and we didn't really have a backup. Now, the bosses did a good job of trying to hustle up what jobs they could, but there was a long stretch. We got our Christmas bonus a week before Thanksgiving, so we had some money for Thanksgiving dinner. And it was a tight area. And there were several, there was a couple four times all through that stretch where we had very skinny paychecks. And this was 3 years ago. And that started to deplete our reserves that we had built up. And from there, it just never got quite back up to that level. It was always just a lot lower. Now, yeah, we dropped cable, we cut the cord and went strictly with Netflix as our television choice, and so we just had television or internet and Netflix, and we used Chromecasts, and things went all right. I mean, we have some decent checks, but they weren't, I mean, they were no $5,000 like what we had it a couple times, which were insane. But they were all, you know, they were okay to kind of grit in our teeth. And it, so I mean, our reserves got depleted. And it had been talked about and bantied about from time to time. And this is really the time that I got the desire that, hey, need to do something with podcasting. I've been listening to people enough to where I realize, hey, there is a business model in podcasting. And I realize that, hey, I can actually use this to be a revenue source. And that's where I came up with the idea of Podcast Dojo and everything else that's with that. And I've been just slowly nurturing it, because there's times where we get really busy, but everybody has cut back on their prices because of the fact that we were saturated with sand hauling companies. Things had gotten enough to where the prices were so low, we weren't getting nearly. We used to be able to charge, it was a $212 booking for the first 100 miles. Now we're down to, I think, 70, 75 at the most. I mean, it's a low number. They don't do, none of the frac companies will pay to merge. It's, which is our standby time. We're loaded. We're sitting there waiting to offload, burning fuel and everything else. Guess what? We're not getting paid for it. Well, we are, but we're not getting what we we used to. Where they are coming up with ways to keep the demurrage from happening. Now, there's a few times that, yeah, we'll sit out there on location, loaded, and they have no. I mean, they grumble about it and they complain about it, the fact that it's happening, but they'll pay because, yeah, obviously we were sitting on location instead of setting off someplace else, out of sight, out of mind. So we get demurge for empty, but we don't get demurge loaded, which demurge loaded pays a whole lot more. And so, you know, they've got enough sand plants around now where it's not hard for them to not charge, for them to be able to logistically plot out an under 100-mile area. Now, because once they get over 100 miles, then we start getting extra money for the distance. Now, this job here is going to be great that I'm on right now, because it's 4-hour drive one way to get loaded. So, because it's out in the Texas Panhandle and we have to drive all the way over to El Reno, get loaded, and drive all the way back. So it's a 4-hour, 8-hour round trip, 8.5, including waiting at the sand plant. So, I mean, this one here is going to be okay. It's not going to be, but it's, there's no way I'm going to be able to get caught up on it. I mean, I'm definitely going to take a swing at being able to get caught up on stuff. It's just not going to be 100% caught up, because, I mean, we're going to have to, we got to eat. We've gone with, last job, I didn't eat at all while out there because, well, I had some cups of soup, but I'd forgotten them, but I didn't have any money to spend to get a decent, to get a meal. So stopping at a truck stop did nothing for me other than cause my stomach to want to rumble because I was hungry. And the hot box food was actually smelled decent for a change. So, this whole long story, I mean, it's just, I finally have come to the realization that I can't go with this particular type of uncertainty. And I'm glad that if this is God pushing me out onto my own, forcing me to walk on my own 2 feet, thank you, Lord, thank you. If it is just sheer bad luck, darn you. So I do hope that it is the previous and not the latter. But in correlation to the last conversation I had with you, things are just, I mean, I am so sad that I'm going to have to do what I'm going to have to do in leaving Jim and Joe Brenda, because they are amazing people. It's the first time I've ever had the owner and the boss sit back and joke with me. And that happened. That surprised the heck out of me. And that was within like the first week I was there. He said, he just was joking around and said, I don't even remember what the joke was. But he said a joke and that surprised the heck out of me. He was like, wait a minute, he was joking with me. I was used to the boss not having any time to do anything with, you know, the lowly peons in the company. And here it is, the president and CEO, or however he is, or whatever his title is, the main boss, the head guy, the owner of the company, coming in, and he'd sit down with all of us while we were at the yard, and he'd sit there and start just telling stories about when he was in the frack world, and this and that and these and those. And I mean, it's just, they always wanted to find ways to help you out. When Dad died, they gave me off as much time as I needed. These folks are wonderful people, amazing people, and I hope that whenever I have my own company that I treat my employees as nicely as they do. And that's why it hurts so bad that I feel that I'm going to have to abandon them. I hope I am able to leave on good terms with them. And I understand that leaving is kind of shutting a door because they don't have a rehire policy. Now, they may open it up because they've had other guys who have come back. But I don't know if I could ever actually handle going back to hauling sand after leaving, because I have grown so disillusioned with it this past, it's been 2 years, really. Just realizing that, hey, I can't, or I can, it just, the difficulty level ratchets up to a really high degree with Sandstone's random schedule that it, and events that happen. Because I mean, when the company needs sand, it's time to go. It's time to get the sand, and I'm one of the first ones to go because I'm close, but two, I'm not going to complain. It's time to run. All right, yippee, let's get out of here. Let's make some tracks. Let's see what part of the world they send me to this time. So that's kind of what's happening here at the moment. I just wanted to give you a quick, brief update as to things are happening. They're a little faster on the schedule than what I wanted, and I hope that this is a means for me to actually start getting Podcast Dojo to actually start making money. I'm just trying to find different ways of doing it, and I think what it's going to amount to is next time I've got some days off, I'm going to have to look for another job, but also at the same time start burning the midnight oil at the same, also, so I can really get some stuff going on here. So, but anyhow, folks, that's all I've really got for the day, and it's just a really short one. And I'm thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to listen to me moan and groan about on this one, and hopefully we'll start having some more positive aspects of the podcast come back. So anyhow, thank you again. We'll see you next time. Till then, have a good day.
Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end befall all innocence? Are we special? special? Are we common at the same time?
Opening song, Rat Bags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.
Woo! Member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network, Hey Rolling